If you got a phone number, you can get, you could call that Clint Farmer guy at Peachtree, and if you've got the phone number, he can match the address to the phone numbers, so he can fix your database. And if you don't know how to do that, I can do that for you. So now you say, Melissa, can I just verify your address? You're not waiting for a response. It's, Melissa, may I verify your address? Our records show it's 478693 Green Street. I don't need a response, but your brain is going, I like this person. You know what? I like them. They're going to give me a free boring kit, and they want to know where to send it. So, yeah. And he has permission to get my address, to verify the address. Oh, I like this. So what if I verify your address? We show it's this. I'm not waiting for you to tell me yes or no, but your brain is giving me some credit for asking if it's all right. Okay, so I get the, we show your, oh, we don't have a fax number. Could you give me a fax number too? So a fax number allows me to auto fax stuff to your company once I get the fax number. Now, she's probably gonna give you the wrong fax number. She's gonna give you a fax number to the company, but you don't want that. You want the fax number to the machine shop, the guy who's running the machine shop. That's what you want. She's probably gonna give you the one up in the front, which if you send them a fax there, somebody's probably gonna throw it away. So, but you get a fax number. Now when you get down into the account, you can say, I show your fax number is this. Then they're gonna say, oh, no, that's not our fax number. Whereas if you ask this guy for his fax number, he's probably not gonna give it to you, the guy who's the machine shop, because he don't want a lot of faxes. But if you got a fax number already, they'll correct it, but they may not give it to you. That's what we found. So over here, you've gotten now the fax, and can you tell me who's the best person in the machine shop area for me to contact? And they'll say, Mr. Ross. Garrett Ross is the right person. And could you get, do you know if he has an email address? Often the receptionists don't know the emails, but sometimes they do. You know, it's gross@arlington.com. And then you say, Melissa, you've been so helpful to me. I really appreciate it. And you know, it's been so tough for me on the phone. Honestly, I can tell you, when you make calls like this, it's a piece of cake. I have never had anybody be rude to me. And even when we made those 74,000 calls, we had less than 2% of the accounts that were nasty. Less than 2%. It was like 1 in 100. Who cares? They're not going to be nasty. You handle them like this. There's no way. Why would they be nasty? You're going to send them a free tooling kit. Why would they be nasty to you? And it's, Melissa, you're so courteous. Thank you so much, Melissa. I appreciate that so much. Now you're down all the way to here, and you've got all your, you got a lot of really valuable information, but we're going to get one more piece of information. Melissa, can you tell me how many employees you have at this account? Is it more than 100? Oh, yeah, heck, we got thousands here. Oh, thank you, Melissa. Could you put me through to Mr. Ross? That's a great call. If you drop dead right there, that's a great call. Why is that a great call? Sharon, why is that a great call?
Because you're getting all the information you need. You're getting everything.
First of all, you found out they got a machine shop,
right?
So they can buy something. You found out how many employees they got, so that tells you how much they can buy. Mm-hmm. You got Mr. Green's name. Maybe you got his email. You got his address. You can start mailing them stuff. Okay? Mm-hmm. And there are mail companies that if you can't do it, can't afford to do first-class mail, because first-class mail is like 42 cents now. Expensive. But as your database gets better, you know, now you can start affording to send them stuff, mail, you know, little flyers and things like that, because now you got it all screened out, and you're not, you know, you might be only sending 100, you know, or something like that, as opposed to 1,000. But there are mail companies that will take your database and they'll do the mailings for you. They handle everything, and they can mail them out for, I think, 18 cents a piece, which is a lot less. And I understand that the government has made it easier for mail houses to, you know, send things cheaper. I'm not totally sure about that, but I do get some mail. I don't read it all, but I did get something that I think said that, you know, when they raise the rates, they do realize that, you know, mailing stuff out does help with productivity on a national basis, so they don't want to penalize them too much. So they do make ways to, they make it lower cost. If you, if you bundle everything, put it in containers and package it and put all the, you know, the 8 digits on there for the, you know, the zip code and so on, the 5 plus the 4, it's cheaper for them. So if something happened to you right there, that's a great call. They are one of the 20 accounts that can buy from you. They are one of the 20 accounts that can buy. They're not one of the 80 that can't. You got all this information. You're not stopping here, though. You're going to get back, transferred back to Mr. Green, and now you may get a secretary or somebody else. It's unlikely you're going to get right to Mr. Ross here. It's just not likely to happen. So, you know, up here, all your questions are going to be prefaced with, can you tell me, would you mind verifying, please excuse me, would it be all right? You know, it's that kind of stuff that we've been talking about all day yesterday and more today. We're not saying, what's your fax number? We're saying, Melissa, would it be all right if we were to verify your fax? Our records show this, or whatever. And you can buy records with fax numbers in them. And you can get websites, too. You know, you can go to a website, and you can look in there. Sometimes they have info at, is, you know, their web, you know, where you send them an email. And you can just send them something at info at until you get something better in the meantime. Now you're getting further back. Again, start off with a smile. It's the same what's in it for me statement for this person who's the intermediary, same person.